The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And now my next guest argues Ireland has been too slow in switching from fossil fuels to electric. Has the current surge in fuel prices only accentuated the delay in transferring to energy that isn't dependent on fossil fuels? John Fitzgerald, Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin, is with us. Morning, John.
Good morning.
I switched to an electric car myself a couple of weeks ago. I'm trying not to be incredibly smug as I'm watching fuel prices rise at the pump.
Yeah, over the last 4 years, people should have switched to EVs, and they'd be saving a load of money over the rest of this year. But unfortunately, people continue to buy fossil fuel cars, which makes their lives more expensive.
We have had this conversation many times on the radio over recent years, and the usual texts will come in about range anxiety, which I have to say was something I was worried about for the first few weeks. Less so now. There's not enough chargers around the country. And then on the fringe conversations, oh, well, they're all going to burst into flames and take out your house with it, which I don't think has ever happened. So, you know, there is a load of reasons people put forward. But is it just the fact that we got so used to petrol cars that we don't want to switch from them, and the consumer, unlike solar panels that everyone has in their roofs, are just a little slower in making that jump?
I think so, that there are these concerns about range anxiety and so on. And that's why I said the last 4 years. Before that, there was a range anxiety issue. But now EVs, as you know from your own experience, have a decent range, and also charging is now more widely available. It may well be the case that if you can't charge at home, that relying on external chargers, the savings aren't quite as much, and there is an inconvenience factor. But it's for people to decide, do you want to pay a load more for petrol, or would you take a little bit of inconvenience and run with an EV? And for many people, there may be no inconvenience in running with an EV, probably for the majority.
Yeah, and that has been my experience because I have a home charger. Now, the only thing about it, John, is there was a study out earlier this week, I think also in the Irish Times, if memory serves, it would have been late last week actually, that said there is a geographical difference between people who were buying electric cars, putting solar panels on their roofs, getting heat pumps, and a lot of it was happening in the east and the west, and it was more down socioeconomic lines that people who could afford it are doing it, those who can't afford it are not. Do you think that could be a factor here?
Oh, definitely. Like, I retrofitted my house in the last year, and it's a great success. I've had a really nice warm winter and saved a load of money. But I received substantial subsidies in doing that. And maybe if I hadn't received subsidies, I probably would have still done it, and I probably would have saved money. But if you'd put the subsidies from two houses like mine together, you could have done it for free on somebody in social housing. So that I think targeting the action better would be worthwhile. And also rural Ireland, in Dublin and Cork and the cities, you can use gas, which produces much less emissions. It's still bad for the climate. And it's also normally cheaper than using kerosene, which rural Ireland uses, which is much more polluting. Actually, targeting houses in rural Ireland and helping them change would make a difference. And one thing which would be worth experimenting with, Northern Ireland, they've done very interesting research on what's called geothermal. You drill way down into the rocks and you pump water down, and it's much warmer down in the rocks, and use that for your heating. And take a few villages around Ireland and see, would it be cheaper? Could you provide them with hot water to heat their houses more cheaply than gas, than kerosene, and do that? So there are a lot of options, and I think a bit of experimentation in rural Ireland would be a good thing, because they're going to face really big fuel bills, and helping them make the change where they'd actually save money and be much warmer seems like...
Do you think we're going to have a bit of a rush now, John? That this could be, and we had this a little bit with the Ukraine crisis, but if we're going to be on this constantly nauseating roller coaster of fuel prices that's going to see increases in the cost of kerosene, natural gas, petrol, diesel, you know, is now not the time to actually get off that, that we have a ridiculous amount of wind energy. When the wind blows really well, we can't actually take all that energy in because we're scared of batteries. You know, should we not just take this now as Ireland's opportunity to really lean into this and switch to electric, switch to batteries, switch to renewables, and to hell with the roller coaster that's going to keep upsetting us if we stay on it?
Yeah, it's been, given my age, I have seen oil crises back to 1956. Now, I was quite young in 56. So it is a roller coaster, up, down. And it's upsetting when you suddenly find a massive increase in your bills. Well, you can solve the climate problem and have a better standard of living and be more comfortable by actually taking action. And it's in particular in the EVs, the idea that people this year, the bulk of people are still buying cars that need petrol or diesel, committing to a really expensive way of getting around the country just seems unwise. But, and I think the government, one of the things the government should have done was 4 years ago, substantially increase the tax on fossil fuel cars coming into the country. People would have moaned and said, oh, it's going to cost me a load of money. If it had helped them make the choice that would save them money in the long run and buying an EV, it would have been helpful.
But didn't the car industry did the equivalent of the tobacco industry. Rather than get people off nicotine altogether, they just introduced vapes. And the motoring equivalent of the vape is the hybrid, which means you can plug the car in for 30, 40, 50 kilometres. You think you're doing well, but you're actually still using petrol when that 30, 40 kilometres runs out.
Plug-in, it depends on how you use your car. Plug-in hybrids, actually, if you only commute around the city, which I don't, I use the Lewis or the bus, but if you're only commuting around the city, then the plug-in hybrid will actually make a difference. But if you do a decent amount of driving, long-distance driving, well, it's just like another hybrid. Because you're not able to use the plug-in aspect of it. So I wouldn't be doctrinaire on this. There could be people where it would make a big difference to have a plug-in hybrid. Hybrid.
Some listeners are not convinced, John. One says the production of the battery for an EV car is far more harmful to the environment than any petrol or diesel car. EVs are not the answer. What's the response to that?
It depends on, all right, producing an EV car may involve more greenhouse gas emissions than producing a fossil fuel car. But cars last 15, 20 years. And over those 15, 20 years, that's a lot of emissions from a lot of petrol and diesel costing you a load of money.
A couple of other listeners say EV saves money, upfront cost higher. I'm going to challenge that. It used to be higher, but it's now a lot more affordable than it used to be. Insurance higher hasn't been my experience. Depreciation higher, I might give you that, that there might be a depreciation element. Damien in Wexford says, my wife is just after trading in her electric vehicle because she couldn't deal with the range anxiety. She really struggled with it. When she went to trade it in, a total of four garages wouldn't take it for a trade-in. To make a long story short, we had to give $8,000 for a diesel car, which was from the same year. We're not set up as a country for it, says Damien. And there is a problem with that, isn't it? That retailers, whatever about the consumer may be coming on board now, retailers aren't, particularly the retailers in the trade-in market, John.
I haven't experience of that. I'm in the market for in the near future for a second-hand EV, but not quite yet.
Damien, you missed your boat. We took your text in too soon. John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for that. Not having a home charger for an electric car, says another listener, and relying on chargers outside the home is like complaining about the price and availability of coffee in garages and cafes every day and not buying a kettle. I have had two electric cars now for 4 years, drive an average of 80,000 kilometres per year, rarely have to charge on the road. When I do, I get to about 40% lift on the battery for about €12, which will let me drive for about 2.5 hours. It really isn't rocket science. There's a bit more planning in the EV thing. Just to give you my experience, drove up last night, not a bother in the world, charged it at the most expensive charge you can get in Ireland at the moment, and it's going to cost me about 30 quid to get back down, with plenty of change to drive around for the next couple of days on it as well. It's about planning, it's about confidence, and not everybody has that yet, and that is the nature of it. And yeah, I am a smug electric car driver, because I'm looking at petrol prices nearly at 189 all the way up last night for petrol, and over 2 euro for diesel. So allow me to be smug just for the next little while until those prices come back down. 53106 for your text, 087 1400106 for your WhatsApps.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.